Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today's show is about using sound for relationships and creating harmony in relationships, especially loving relationships. And a lot of it is about really being whole on your own. So that's our intention, to be whole on your own, heart open. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the school. We just moved to Sausalito, the whole school, the store, the therapy center, the research foundation. We have left San Francisco. Now we don't have to worry about being killed when we walk outside. Oh my God, it's so incredible. We have a storefront. There's people walking around the street. We don't have to lock the doors. It's come on in, right? I was scared in San Francisco to actually have people know where we were, right? And so it's just incredible. It's a beautiful place, really beautiful place. And we've got the therapy center set up. We've got the sound lounges. We've got tons of crystal bowls. And we've got a lot of events coming up as well. In fact, our first big event is our open house. Actually, we might even be doing a concert on February 21st with Stephen Kent. Amazing, the best didgeridoo player in the world. Stephen is unbelievable, and he has a whole group together as well. That's February 21st, and the open house is February 23rd on a Sunday from 1 to 6. People get blessed out. We just do sound all day long, and people never want to leave. Even if you're not interested in classes, come on by and enjoy all the vibrational technologies and all the lectures and meditations we do. There's a few others as well. Let's see, Jennifer Dumpert is coming in on April 3rd. She works with hypnagogic work. She wrote a whole book on bringing people into hypnagogic states. And so you will be really freaking high after that. Meditation or that night. That's April 3rd. We also have partnered with the nicest hotel in Marin, Casa Matron, which is right downtown Sausalito, and we're going to be doing sound baths there as well. And we're doing a mini conference festival on March 21st and 22nd. We're going to have some speakers all day long. And sound healing concerts all day long, and sound healing rooms where everybody gets a sound healing treatment. So that's Saturday night, March 21st, and all day Sunday, March 22nd. And I'm really excited because Casa Matron has taken on all of our sound lounges and sound healing therapies, and they're going to be doing sound or massage on the sound table there. And so I'm really excited. It's kind of a new template for hotels that we're putting out there. And so that's, again, March 21st and 22nd. We just started our certificate program here at the Institute, so you could easily jump in. And it's Monday through Wednesday nights and occasionally some weekends where you learn how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It goes to about May 10th, and we have 12 instructors, so you get a wide perspective on everything. And then we also, of course, have that same program online. You could start this week even, and it starts about every week or every other week when a new instructor starts, so it's ongoing enrollment online. It works really well. We do a lot of sound together. We do toning, chant, mantra, do healings on each other, and you can practice on friends and family. So that's Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then Saturday mornings as well. And that's, of course, all Pacific time, 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursdays and 10 to 1 on Saturdays. You can also go into the degree program after you do the certificate, although you'd have to sign up right away because our window for being able to sign up is closing since we're discontinuing the degree program. We'll still be doing the certificate, but if you want to sign up for the degree, now is the time to do it. And so, again, the certificate's the first semester of the degree, so that's how you would get underway. We also have the recording program that's starting in about 2 weeks here at the Institute. It's about how to use digital audio workstations like Pro Tools, Logic, Ableton Live, how to do recording, mixing, producing, completely separate program than the sound healing program. Right? And we also do that online as well. That'll be starting in about 3 weeks. Yeah, about 3 weeks online. It works really well online. You can see my screen, so you can see what I'm doing as far as mixing and hear what I'm doing as well. So it's very cool. Recording, mixing, producing, MIDI. We use teach how to use binaural beats to entrain people into delta, theta, alpha, or beta. Right? Do brainwave entrainment. And we teach just all the aspects of the programs and mixing, producing, and recording. So those are our classes. We also have the summer intensive coming up June 2nd to the 13th. It's a every day 10 to 9:30, and then in July 30th to August 9th is the second half. Although you could just do the first half and then do the rest online, because the first half are the classes that are best done here. But if you tell you though, when people come here, they end up coming back in July anyway, because it's so much fun here. We got all the toys here. All right, we have a full store full of sound healing instruments. You can also stay at the school for not very much, like $200 for each 10 days. So, and Sausalito is just magnificent. It's right on the bay. It's really just a beautiful city, really beautiful. And so that's June 2nd and July 30th. The summer intensive. That's the whole certificate program. Let's see. Then we also have the Mount Shasta retreat, August 15th, 16th, and the morning of the 17th in Mount Shasta, hanging out with the Lemurians, these light beings that live inside the mountain. Oh my God. It always sells out, so it's only $188 right now. We already have a lot of people signed up. So you can find that. It's in the school part where you would find it. It's actually soundhealingcenter.com/love/Shasta, right? But if you go to just soundhealingcenter.com, click on the school and you'll find it in there. You'll find a link where it says upcoming events. So then we've got our big conference, which is this year is going to be November 13th to the 16th at the most spectacular temple in all of San Francisco called Sheriff Cathedral. And it's our ninth international conference. It's really an amazing time. We also have exhibitor booths. We have concerts every night. We have speakers. And it's just a blissful time. And you learn a lot about how to use sound healing for all different types of medical issues, how to use sound healing for yourself, and or just get high, right? So that's November 13th to the 16th. So we also have a lot of treatments we do in our therapy center. You can do a voice analysis where you find what's wrong with and what frequencies are missing in your system that correspond with organs and different issues. And then we give you a CD and the frequency is what's missing, and it's very effective. We also can find your home note where you're at peace so you can use it to get back to you, which is kind of what we're going to be talking about today, right? To get back to you where you're at naturally at peace, your own natural rhythm. And we give you a CD and that key. We also have many other treatments. We do massage on the sound table here. We also do chakra treatments. We do crystal bowls and tuning forks, everything you could imagine here at the Institute. A lot of those we do online. We do the root solo online, the voice analysis. We also do the actual chakra treatments online and voice healing online as well. You can find all of the treatments at soundtherapycenter.com. Then we have our store at soundoflove.com. We have every type of sound healing instrument you could imagine, from crystal bowls to Tibetan bowls, to tons of tuning forks, didgeridoos, and all types of technologies. We've got sound lounges that will vibrate you into you. Vibrate you into you, right? So where you're at peace and get you back to zero, right? And also we have the bass pod and bass belt. If you have any pain, it will be gone. It's really effective. Hospitals are referring patients to us now. And we also have other pendants and geometries. And also we have the sound chamber. It's like a few million dollars, but it's like a chamber where you can go in and meditate and get really high. I've been getting downloads from some higher beings for the last couple of years on every little detail of how to build it, right? So those are the sound chambers happening as well. That's all at soundoflove.com. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. And you can also call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. You know, I'm working on this book on using sound for relationships. And the most of the book is really about being whole on your own. I think that's the number one issue in relationships by far, is when people aren't whole on their own and they get attached to the other person and start having expectations, right? What I've learned is when you can say to someone, "You're free to go," and sincerely mean it, all suffering stops, right? You're free to go. So there's no attachment. It's tricky. I mean, really tricky. It's not the paradigm in our society, right? I mean, all movies are about this, most movies, right? Or they're just about, all of them have a component of this, finding love, losing love. And I mean, people kill over this, right? Over loss of love. It's really the whole deal. The second you can be whole on your own and heart open, then you don't need anything. You don't need anybody. And when you come together in a relationship, it's a party, right? And when you leave, even when you just leave for the day, or when you leave forever, there's no pain because you're still whole on your own, right? Ideally. This is tricky. This is serious mastery work. I don't think very many people have it down. I mean, there's a big difference between getting a little sad when you break up versus being really sad, really in despair, really devastated for long periods of time, right? For a long period of time. I had this woman in class a few years ago, and she said, "My husband died, and I cry every day, sometimes three or four times a day." And I said, "Well, how long ago did he die?" And she goes, "2 years ago." I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Right? The number one thing that I've learned, well, I'll come back to that part. The number one thing to really be whole is to find ways to fill yourself up without anybody. And there's multiple ways you could do this. Many ways. You might even have others that I will not mention here. The whole key is always from sound perspective, I always think of it as finding a stable, consistent vibration that you are or that you aren't and bring it in, right? And that's where the peace is. Peace is a frequency humming consistently. So to find a vibration where you are still, regardless of what's going on with other people in your life, right? And I've got quite a few of those that you could actually use. Here's some of the basic ones. So it's really about reconnecting to yourself, right? Reconnecting to your own energy. So you could do, I've got three or four main ones that I use. One is you are a point of awareness. You're a witness, right? It's the essence of non-duality, Eckhart Tolle, being present in the moment, just witnessing whatever's going on. So you're witnessing that loss, witnessing the pain, the sadness, because the witness is perfectly still. It's like a camera lens that doesn't wobble, has zero emotions. And it is simply watching it all. Now, it's okay to have a little sadness when things first happen, but I think after a certain amount of time, no use hurting yourself. And I've kind of been shortening that time more and more. I used to think if I'm upset or depressed or whatever more than a day, then I really need to start working. It used to be a week. Now it's a, then it became a day. And now I'm down to like more than an hour. If I'm depressed for more than an hour, because they say there's research that shows that when you have an emotion, it actually is gone within 1 minute physically out of your body, unless you keep it going mentally, right? So that's one answer is to be that point of awareness, that witness, to identify with that witness that is a perfectly still and stable frequency. In fact, this is good for whatever you have going on. It's the basis of Eckhart Tolle, just being present in the moment, watching it, witness also with Baba Ram Dass. He talks a lot about the witness, right? A lot of people do. It's like really major. Okay. Another one is to be universal love. I am universal love, right? We are love. We are the essence at our core. We are pure love. I really believe that completely. Right? So to go to that. Now, if you tell people, most people, and I've asked in class and in open houses, to just go to universal love, most people look at you like you got two heads. Right? It's like, what are you talking about? Most people don't know how to access universal love. it's about a quarter of the people, maybe a third. And in some of my classes, it's been a half, but that's pretty rare, you know. So if you can, that's excellent. And that's the best. And we've talked about universal love and other podcasts here. Now, but there's an easy way to do it, even if you have no inclination how to access universal love at will. And that is simply send love to your own heart. Right? Go ahead and try it now. Just silently send love to your own heart, and I'll do it too. Now, do it with a sound. Send love to your own heart with a sound, soft sound. Feel the love and send it to your own heart. That's a really good one because it's so simple. Just about everybody can do that. That's a really good one. It's even good to teach the kids, you know, to be able to be able to access love on your own, right? It's very cool, right? Let's actually listen to the song Unconditional Love, which is really about universal love. And if you like, send love to your heart. I'm listening to this song through the whole song. Okay? Unconditional universal love. Thank you. You know, music can be incredible. If you've got any music that you love that brings you to a still point, got to be careful because some music will just bring up old stuff. But any music that brings you to a still point where you're at peace, or anything, of course, that brings you to peace, whether it's nature, yoga, skydiving, whatever, exercise, right? Anything that brings you and gets you more in your body and more still, obviously, it's really good for anything around relationships, especially around a breakup. You know, I think of the vesica piscis as the ultimate symbol of a harmonious relationship. And that is two circles that are overlapping. And where they overlap is called the vesica piscis. And so you got two whole people that come together and create the Eye of Horus or the Eye of God. So it's really about being completely, again, completely whole on your own, where you don't need anything. There's also, oh, let me put it this way. There's, you know, the truth is so many people are so attached to the other person. I remember when my father died, my mother died a month later of heartbreak. She couldn't live without him. I mean, there's so many people who are so attached. People have been married a long time. It's like, I don't care how badly you treat me. I can't leave. Right? There's such an attachment. And the trick is to not have that attachment, which is really, again, not easy. Now, on a certain level, we are all attached. I mean, we're attached as humans. I mean, if anybody dies, you're going to mostly be sad if you know somebody, much less if you're in a close relationship with them. Or, you know, also, what if someone gets old and you need to take care of them, or they need you to take care of them? So now they need you to get to the bathroom, right? This is sacred caring. So there is always a certain attachment. The main thing is to not need the other person for you to be happy. And now I've gotten to the point, you know, a lot of it is also for people that are single, to there's that longing to find the one, or to find anybody at all, right? For a lot of people, because there's so many people that are lonely and really sad because of it and don't feel whole because they're lonely. It was interesting. I was just reading a couple of things from Alice Bailey and also from Metatron, the downloads from Tiburon. And it was saying that, you know, when you are single, it's really much better in a lot of ways because you can be in your own energy and develop your own way. And then once you get your own way developed, it's really, you have a much clearer, in a way, you have a much clearer connection to a source and higher beings or your guides or any other beings because you're not distracted by this other energy. So it's really, I've been on my own for a couple of years now, and it's really cool because I've been able to really develop and get very happy in my own. Although I'd love to have a relationship, I mean, it's not like, it's like I'm actually really, really enjoying it now because there's so much other energies coming in and I'm growing on my own in a really big way. So when you look at it from that perspective, there's no loneliness. It's like, oh my God, this is very cool. It's very cool to be on your own So you can develop your own connection to higher beings and source and spirit and even nature or whatever, right? So that's one way to look at it. So there, it's actually very cool as far as your spiritual growth, right? Now, there's another thing I want to talk about, and that is dealing with conflict in relationships. And this is a really cool technique that I've come up with. And that is to make the sound of how you're feeling. In fact, both people make the sound of how they're feeling. It's good if you can agree to do this in advance, but I've even asked people if they want to do it in the moment. Right? The cool thing is you're making the sound of how you're feeling, so you're not trying to change the way you are. You're simply starting with exactly where you're at, which is much easier than trying to get someone to shift their energy to a loving place. Sometimes that's really hard when people are in conflicts with people, right? So one person makes the sound of how they're feeling like this. You know, it's often might start with anger. The cool thing about it is when you make the sound of how you're feeling, it's impossible to do blaming with sound unless you point. It's impossible. You can't blame somebody with sound, right? So it comes out more like this. It's hard to not have empathy for that. Then the other person does it. I want you forever. Right? And then you do it together. I found a little pushing and a little movement helps. And you either start cracking up and crying, or you just go to a complete place of stillness. It's amazing because you're able to perfectly express yourself and the other person's able to hear it, right? With no blaming. It's very cool. Then there's the other technique that I like to do after a situation. You could possibly do it, but it's tricky when you're in a conflict. But that is set up a time to do sacred space. And you light candles, maybe play a crystal bowl or do some toning or chanting. Even oming together is good. The whole trick is to set up this sacred space and create a loving space and do exercises or sound or even listen to music together and just don't do anything but set the space and get where both of you are in a beautiful, loving space, peaceful, calm, maybe sitting cross-legged from each of the other. And you go to a place of peace. Then you speak your truth. Now, with nonviolent communication, NVC, right? It's best if you don't say you statements. It's like, I feel this when you do that, right? You don't say you suck, right? But when you're in a place of peace and the energy is loving, it's not important how you say it. You can say, it sucks what you do. And the other person will go, I love you. Tell me more. Right? Because you're in this loving space. It's really cool because it's the energy with which something is said more than how you say it. It's nice if you can say it very cleanly, right? I've gotten to a place where there are three ways you can react to someone telling you something critical. I'm sorry, four ways. The first is, you're right. Maybe you could help me work on that, even. It's not your job. But you're right. I need to work on that. Well, how often do you hear that when somebody's critical? Right? Or, second one. Oh, maybe you've got a point. I don't know, though. Look, give me some time to examine myself and think about it. You might have a point here. Or, the third one, you know, I believe you're wrong on that. I've checked this one out, spent some time with it already, and I think from my perspective, I don't feel that it's maybe there's a misunderstanding here, right? Or the fourth one, F you. You do that too, or you do that, something else. That's the most common one, right? People get upset. So those are your different reactions. What was the ideal, what's really cool, is if someone says something to you critical, you can say, thank you. I really appreciate you looking out for my highest good. Tell me more. And if you come up with something else, let me know. Because I would love to be a better person. Wow. Be nice to have a relationship like that, huh? Where you're both looking out for the other's highest good, and each knows the other is doing that. That's very cool, right? Okay. Now, once you get back on an even keel, one thing that's really cool that I'd like to share that's just wonderful, and that is when you're kissing someone, tone in their mouth, tone in each other's mouth. Oh my God, what fun. It is unbelievable, right? In fact, it's so hilarious, it's hard to keep it going. But once you get it down, I've done it for like 45 minutes where you're like creating binaural beats and you're doing frequency sweeps up and down, you're toning, finding the resonant frequency of the other person's mouth, and it's hard to tell where the sound's coming from. It is so much fun. It is really worth trying. So if you got it, someone you can kiss, try that one tonight. That one's really, really cool. Right? It's just the best. You know, really, it's all about when you have a problem in a relationship or a loss. Let me put it this way. If you have a loss in a relationship, or even a little breakdown, to go to gratitude instead of sadness. When you can go to gratitude, where you're like, you know, it's especially in a big breakup or when someone dies, the ultimate is to end up in gratitude, where you can say, thank you for that bright light on the timeline of my life. Thank you so much. How blessed am I to have had such love? How blessed am I? That's light years better than over a long period of time. Light years better, way better for your body. Thank you. Instead of, thank you, thank you, thank you. Gratitude is the antidote to grief. Grief's okay for a while. Something major, seems like a week or two is good time. Some people say that grief has no timeline. It's got its own timeline, and there will be waves later, but goodness gracious, 2 years of crying every day? That's not good for you, right? I remember in my last relationship, after a while of feeling bad and sad, I thought, I'm not going to do this anymore. And every time I started to get sad, unless there was just a big wave that would come over, right? I would just go, nope, not going to do that anymore. Thank you for that wonderful time. Thank you for that bright light on the timeline of my life. Very cool. So I've got a song. It's actually just a whole group of like 30 people toning gratitude. So if you have any relationship issues, bring gratitude to it, or loss of anyone. Just focus on the gratitude for what you had. Okay? And tone along, tone the energy of gratitude through this whole song. Okay, here's gratitude. Thank you. You don't need anybody to access love. You can send love to your own heart. You can even go to the essence of love from a previous relationship if you're really careful to peel away the person. Go to that essence. I've always thought when I was in love, you know, there's like this bubble all around me where I just love everybody. I've always thought I should be able to love everybody even when I'm not in love. And you can. You can totally access this energy on your own. And in fact, when you really learn how to access universal love on your own, it's way better. And it will never, never go away. It's way better. It's way more potent. Universal love. May we all be able to access universal love and wholeness and oneness and return to ourself. We're all is love, and all is at peace. And then, when you connect with another, it's a party. It is a party. And there's no sadness ever. Just gratitude. Hold that energy. At least for the rest of the evening, the whole weekend, the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks so much for listening, and take care.